There are a lot of questions these days about the economic future of our city. I certainly have a bunch of those questions. And with us to provide some answers, hopefully, the president and CEO of World Business Chicago, Michael Fasnacht. Michael, thank you for joining us this morning. I guess we should start first by talking about what your organization does, World Business Chicago.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me on your show on this beautiful fall day. So at World Business Chicago, we are focusing on building a prosperous and inclusive economy for all our residents across all 77 neighborhoods. And we do this by attracting corporations, making sure they stay and expand, making sure we attract for capital as well for talent who are looking for great jobs.
As you know, about half of downtown employees are in their offices on any given day now, and that affects so many businesses like restaurants, coffee shops, and others that depend on those Loop office workers. Doesn't the Loop have to transform itself into more of an entertainment district?
I think that's the right direction, but we have to look as at least two realities. One is people will not come back 5 days to work. It's a new hybrid world where most businesses require 3 or 4 days. So which drives first, like you said, how do we make sure the Loop is an attractive place, not just for entertainment, but also for living. The good thing is downtown Chicago has been one of the fastest downtowns in all of the country. If we look at our the rental market right now, it's almost all-time high occupancy, only 95%. So downtown continues to be a very attractive place for people to live. But we also have to find new reasons for other people to come in, spend their money, and have a great time.
About a quarter of downtown office space is vacant. That's a record high. Do those buildings need to be converted into condos or rental units? And is that what should happen on LaSalle Street, for example?
So it's a very good question. I think if you look at the three key downtown commercial corridors, Michigan Avenue, State Street, and LaSalle, especially for LaSalle Street, it was 95% commercial buildings. And you're right, we need to create more mixed-use buildings to be maybe go down to 70% of commercial. The rest is residential. And there's, as I said before, there's a lot of need for apartment units downtown. So one direction has to be mixed-use. The other one is, especially for LaSalle Street and State Street, more ground-level activations. People want to sit down in a restaurant, have some fun in the bars. We have some work to be done. And last but not least, some of the corridors have to become more pedestrian-friendly. Like Michigan Avenue, it's north of the river. It's two of a high-speed road almost. So there is some streetscaping as well to be done on each of these three corridors.
What about making State Street a pedestrian mall, like L.A. did with 3rd Street? And I know they did it here back in the early 80s, but only about 1,000 people lived in the Loop back then. Now, as you say, there are thousands, tens of thousands of residents there and also college students in the area. Wouldn't that be good for business and tourism on State Street?
I mean, if you look at what the Loop Alliance did on State Street with, like, Sunder and Straight Street, was very successful. I think a permanent closure is always challenging because you have a lot of residents you might not like in hotels. So this is more complicated. But we have seen a large-scale activation where you might close down some streets for some time are very successful and attractive because they make it a reason for people who live there to enjoy it as well people from outside, from the suburbs coming in.
Continuing with the president and CEO of World Business Chicago, Michael Fasnacht, and let's talk a little bit about the crime issue, Michael. Fear of crime is preventing some from coming into the city, and how do you attract new business and overcome that problem right now?
So first, I mean, I understand there's a perception of safety. And I walk around, you know, downtown, you know, every single day. I don't have that perception. And if I look at the data as well, we have two areas where we need to do much more work. One is organized retail theft. And I know there's a task force the last 6 or 9 months. We've made some progress, but still at an unacceptable level. And then second is the robberies, which I know Superintendent Snelling is focusing on this with his team. These are two areas. But also when I talk with corporations, who look at Chicago versus Denver, Atlanta, safety is not one of the top 5 criteria. We have 23 corporations moving to Chicago alone this year. So while we have to make progress, it has not been so far a big deterrent for corporations moving in. And my job as well, we have to continue to develop economic opportunities across all neighborhoods, especially on the south and west side, because we cannot police our way out of that long term.
If there is a report about some crime numbers going down, it doesn't seem to matter at this point. It is, as you say, a problem of perception as well. And Chicago's image has taken a big hit. That, of course, affects tourism, people coming back into the office, coming downtown, companies looking to move here, convention business. How do you manage public relations? What can be done? And you're an expert in this area because I know you spent about 10 years as the CEO at a big advertising agency, Foote, Conan, Belding. So what about the image of Chicago?
It's a very good question. I think two points, two strategies. One is we have to talk about the reality. If we look at like a murder has been significantly declined this year, almost 10%, but we have some issues on robberies and carjacking. So first, we have to be transparent of what's really happening. And secondly, it's not just the mayor's job, the governor's job, my job to talk about what's real in Chicago. We're launching now an advocacy campaign where we bring people who are leaders in Chicago and trying to break through that media noise and showing how great Chicago is and all the benefits. Look at the data. Young people, especially young professionals, continue to want to move to Chicago, love Chicago, love its diversity, its energy. So we have to be honest about the challenges, we all, as Chicago residents as well, have to talk about the great things that are happening in our city.
The vacancy rate around Watertower Place is about 40%. That area is our fanciest premier showcase attraction. Mm. And do you want to hear my plan for Michigan Avenue? Michael,
I always love good ideas, Bob. Go ahead.
I don't know if it's a good idea, but it's my idea. I think to attract visitors, especially along Michigan Avenue, you need more activity on the sidewalk, more reasons to be on the avenue, like more sidewalk cafes and restaurants and coffee shops, like all the great cities of Europe have. I mean, at least from about April through part of November, the weather's not that bad, and other cities around the world with similar climates do that, don't they?
Yeah, Bob, I completely agree with you, and you might have guessed by my accent, I come from Europe. And if you look at right now, especially North Michigan Avenue, in my view, the experts, we have too much space for cars and not enough for pedestrians. The ratio is off, and I think, and I'm advocating, but they're changing this. I don't think we need three lines of roads and space for cars on each side. So, yes, we need more ground-level activations, cafes, things you can hang out and have a great time.
And if you look at some other cities right now, downtowns less dependent on office work because of robust tourism or more diverse city economies are in far better shape than we are. Wall Street Journal has a big feature on this today, talking about Las Vegas and Miami. They have seen faster rebounds in downtown foot traffic.
Yeah, it's twofold. One, you want more residents, which comes back to our mixed-use conversion of commercial buildings. And second, you want tourism from the suburbs, from out of town, out of state, which come for a reason. If you look at the Museum of Ice Cream, if you look at Harry Potter, if you look at Starbucks Reserve, these are destinations that people are driving for hours, and we need more of that. It's always a combination of both, residents and tourism, to make downtown again attractive. That's why I'm thrilled that Mayor Johnson, you know, approved again to bring NASCAR back. We need big events and reasons for people to come to Chicago.
Yeah, we need more experiences, right? Those are the attractions that seem to work rather than just retail. It's about an entertainment experience, isn't it? That's what draws people.
Absolutely. The filter should be, if you can't order on Amazon, you might have long-term competitive challenges. If it's an experience that you can't just get on Amazon, that's what attracts people. And like I said, some of the examples I mentioned, they're doing extremely good business. And we are, you know, having a conversation with more experiential retailers to join the Mac Mile or State Street or LaSalle. And I'm very optimistic about the future because people want to come. If you look at the rebound of tourism numbers, probably by end of next year, we'll be completely rebounded versus pre-pandemic.
Is this right? Do I have this right? Chicago has not had a comprehensive plan for the Central Business District in the last 20 years?
It all depends on the definition of comprehensive plan. I mean, there are plans for LaSalle Street, State Street, Mac Mile. The Department of Planning has done a great job to kind of look holistically at everything. But we can always do better and plan better and make sure we have the residents' voices heard, the experts and the business side as well, the city government.
Well, I'll tell you something, Michael. As someone who grew up in our city and loves Chicago, I think it's such a beautiful place. It pains me to hear so many people say they're afraid to come into the city. And it must pain you as well.
Back. I hope you push back, Bob, on that and say, come here. Give them some suggestions what to do, and I do it every single day, every minute, every hour.
I'll do my part, I promise. President and CEO of the Thank World you, Business Chicago, Michael Fosnock. Thanks for the time this morning, Michael. I enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you, Bob.